brought to you by Penguin.
The Weight of Nature, written and read by Clayton Aldern.
For Ali, A Light of Nature. The mind fights the body, and the body fights the land. It wants our bodies, the landscape does, and everyone runs the risk of being swallowed up. Can we love nature for what it really is? Predatory? We do not walk through a passive landscape. The paint dries eventually. The bodies decompose eventually. We collide with place, which is another name for God, and limp away with a permanent injury. Richard Sykin, Landscape with Fruit Rot and Millipede. Prologue. Tension. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the level. Hail will sweep away your refuge of lies, and water will flood your hiding place. Isaiah 28:17. You are not surprised at the force of the storm. You have seen it growing. Rainer Maria Rilke, Onto a Vast Plain, 1905. One of the first things Desiree Bagaleos told me was that she felt transparent. It's not that people were seeing through her, she explained, but that she was seeing through herself. For the last 10 years, I've been feeling like I don't fully exist, she wrote, like my feet are never firmly on the ground. It was a liminal existence. A floating and flickering, more suited to a ghost than to a living, breathing woman with a 6-year-old daughter to raise. Desiree's transparency stems from what she calls her parallel lives. The first of these, the one everyone else sees, is framed by those little Lego blocks of progress. Getting a college degree, advancing her career, buying a home and fixing it up, teaching Eleanor to read. She stresses the importance of education to her daughter, and they do their homework together every night. Mom toward her bachelor's, Eleanor for first grade. It is a life spent working on land and water issues in California's San Joaquin Valley, a mitten-shaped expanse of farmland so lush and fertile it was once referred to as the breadbasket of the world. If you're living in the United States and have ever eaten a grape or an almond, it likely came from the San Joaquin, and it was likely watered by the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. The Delta. For 700 meandering dendritic miles, the waterscape fans across California like the searching roots of a peach tree. Having crept its way inland near the end of the last glacial period, the Delta now soaks the crops of the San Joaquin via a series of irrigation superhighways modulated by pumps at its south end. Yet despite this imposing network of canals and aqueducts, even trillions of gallons of water aren't enough to quench the thirst of the billions of dollars worth of Bing cherries and white rose potatoes and two-layer walnuts rooted in the valley. In times of drought, the gap yawns wider. To make up for meager levels of surface water, farmers drill down, as deep as 2/3 of a mile, to tap Joaquin's aquifers. If any cycle can be said to have a starting point, a candidate beginning for the vicious spiraling of the San Joaquin Valley would be here, in the depths of the groundwater wells. As farmers haul acre foot after acre foot of water from the aquifers to keep pace with the appetites of their crops, the damp clay and silt beds below the surface drain into newly depressurized sand and gravel. Wrung like kitchen sponges, the silt beds compress, and the bloated land above obediently settles. With a slow and silent scream, the San Joaquin Valley is sinking. It goes like this. Record-breaking droughts slash the supply of surface water. Trickling canals breed a need for deeper wells. Overdrafted aquifers pull the planet's surface closer to its core, and a subsiding buckling earth damages the laughably fragile human infrastructure placed upon it, including the canals carrying surface water from the Delta. As the cycle repeats, it turns poison.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?